a guy that I think we're all going to have a little patience with. I've got big hopes because he's a big man. Giovanni Manu.
Yeah. He's a massive man. Yeah.
Your thoughts on not only the pick, but trading a third rounder next year to move up and take him in the fourth round this year. That's played a little bit of football, but not a lot.
Yeah. I think that tells me that this guy was not a well kept secret by most teams. Obviously, if you traded a third, you were obviously thinking there's a lot of other teams that had the same thought process you did, which could be, you know, to get a steal, kind of get one of those gem guys in the middle rounds that some years maybe you are the only team that is on to these guys, and some years you think you're the only team, and then you see nine other guys behind the corner thinking the same thing you are. He's a mountain of a man, you know, and it is going to be a project, right? It's somewhat limited in what kind of film you get out of British Columbia and Canada college. He is obviously university. Sorry. I know they don't do colleges there. He is a mountain of a man. We know he's a hell of an athlete. All the stats tell us, great time running, great speed, great vertical jump. I think it was hell of an athlete, especially at that size. But it is going to be a massive adjustment from blocking civilians in Canada to now coming to the NFL, you know, and I watch his film and I say, man, there's a lot of things I really like. And there's a lot of things that you look at and you say, it's going to take time, right? It's going to take time. Comparison, not a comparison based off of who this guy is now, but a similar maybe route. Jordan Mailata was now the left tackle from Philly, who I know wasn't a Canada guy, but he was a rugby player right over. And Australia. I think Australia for a while came over, took a couple years, a massive man. They said, hey, let's see if we can refine this guy a little bit. And we know what he's turned into. I think one of the highest paid left tackles now in football.
He was a seventh rounder.
Yeah. Seventh rounder. Right. And they took a chance on him. Guy that never played football before. Man, who's obviously played football, albeit at a very, 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 very small level. So it's going to be a big adjustment for him, but I think they like the tools that he possesses. I think they like, obviously, the character that he has. Do I expect him to, you know, be ready to go this year? Not a chance in hell. Not a chance in hell. I would expect him to be active and maybe your third tackle behind Decker and Penei Sewell. I think it's just going to be a big adjustment. And much like Brad told us last year with Broderick Martin, this is a future pick, right? We are not going to count on this guy or try to rush anything or be disappointed if he's not ready to go year one. Maybe year two, we start seeing some steps. And then maybe after that, we see, okay, this guy is ready to go. He's got now enough to refine skills at the NFL level to be thrown out there and to be considered a contributor. So I look at him and I see a lot of promise. I do. And you know what? A fourth round pick. I know you gave up a third. If it doesn't turn out, not the end of the world, right? But I like the fact that Brad Holmes once again stayed aggressive and went after a player that he thinks is going to make an impact, albeit not, hopefully not this year. But you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, we could look back at this pick and say, "Oh my, can you believe they got this guy in the fourth round?" Right? Hopefully, that's what it turns into.
Yeah, and I mean, when you watch the film, you watch him run. He obviously in straight line can run well. When you watch him blocking high schoolers, he looks good. But I think even at this, at our advanced age, we probably could look good against a couple of high schoolers as well. But it's some of the, it's his lateral movement. It's his size. It's, you know, and when you hear, and I think this is one thing that they obviously had a chance to see him in person and work him out. And when you feel a punch, and I remember Russ Grimm, I don't know if I told this story last week, I hadn't talked to Washington very much before they drafted me. They were at my pro day, and Russ Grimm held the bag for one drill, and all he wanted to do was feel my punch. He wanted to know, could I actually deliver a blow? Because they could see my movement. They could see all of the other things, but that's the one thing that you can't feel on film.
Right.
And so I got to believe that all of those things, they checked all the boxes, and now it's going to be when he is against NFL talent, when he gets hit in the mouth, how does he respond? Is he a guy that is okay with contact? Because it's going to be a lot more violent than any level that he has played.
Yeah, and he's never had to be a perfect technician because he's so big. He's so athletic. You can just go out there and just – a lot of these film you watch of him blocking other guys, it's just like one hand just shove and they're going flying. You know what I mean? So, it's good technique. The fundamentals is going to be a huge learning curve for him. coming into this level. Now, the good part is, you know, he gets to learn from two of the best tackles in the league. Penei Sewell, who he's mentioned, kind of has been an idol for him growing up in the whole Polynesian community, following his career very closely. And Taylor Decker, right? You get to learn from two of the best. So he's obviously coming into a very sturdy offensive line room that is going to help him out tremendously. And he's just got to be a sponge, man. He's got to soak up a ton of information, because it is going to be a big learning curve from where he's coming from. But he's going to be there for a reason, right? And that's because he's shown that he's able and capable of being a good football player. So, you know, it's up to the Lions and their development staff and Hank Fraley to get this guy ready to turn them into, to really just polish that gem, right? Polish something that they think they found there in the middle rounds and turn him into something positive.